This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, coming to you from Keene, New Hampshire, as always, where lots of things are going on in the world, but we're called Free Talk Live because, well, we take live phone calls from you.
And
our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
A free call.
Like freedom. It is toll-free, so it doesn't cost you anything if you're in the North American numbering plan area. So please give us a shout. We have some stuff to talk about tonight. I brought in an article about how your dollar is going to be, well, worth even less, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me in studio is...
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And the future governor of New Hampshire?
Yes, future governor of New Hampshire and former future mayor of Keene.
Well said. I don't think I could have said it any better. So, we threw out this coronavirus thing. The economy has taken a turn, and I don't know, did the stock market crash at the same time before or during?
During.
I mean, it started before when the senators started selling their stock,
yep.
But, you know, when the inside information they traded on became public, everybody else started selling,
yeah,
too.
And that's when the big dip came.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, the big dips were the ones who weren't in the loop with the Senate.
Well, arguably the Federal Reserve being the big dipper. And so they immediately announced they were going to inject $1.5 trillion into the economy, further diluting, of course, the number of dollars that exist and making your dollar ultimately worth less. Then they announced they were going to do additional $700 billion in quantitative easing, buying up bonds and all that kind of thing that they do. And that made me just fearful that the economy would continue to dive, because whenever they do things like this, they, you know, dilute the available number of dollars, and of course every dollar becomes worth less than it was the previous day.
Well, not only do they dilute the value of the dollar, but everybody knows what they're doing, and everybody knows they're doing it because it's because they're in a panic.
Right.
So even if the stock market went up, which it did for about 10 minutes on their $1.5 trillion injection, everybody knows it's fake.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't fool anybody about the actual value of the stock market. It just, you know, reminds people that the dollar is worth a politician's promise, and a politician's promise ain't worth much, because nobody tells the truth.
he sure does. They also... When they do these kinds of things, they also meddle with the interest rates with which they loan money to other banks. Mm-hmm. And that has been lowered and or eliminated. They won't go negative, but it was at zero at
they
some
may
point
go negative.
if it's not zero already. And so all of these things amount to the regular person in the area known as the United States having less value than they did before for each dollar that they own or spend.
Mm-hmm.
And that was bad enough. And then I happened upon this article today. The Fed announces unlimited QE. Now, for our listeners who don't know what QE is, this is a bogus phrase.
Queen Elizabeth.
That's
quality excellence.
Quality. Okay. Quite enormous. No. This is a phrase that they made up. It stands for quantitative easing. I don't know how it's quantitative. I don't know how it numbers.
Well, they're attempting to ease the acquisition of credit because they're expanding the credit system, and they're doing it by increasing the quantity of money available. So right. it's a fancy way of saying inflation
right.
because they
right.
don't want to say inflation.
Right, because that's a scary word, and everybody knows what that, well, not everybody.
No, they don't even know what that means.
So many people
don't.
More
people know what inflation is versus quantitative easing.
One of my favorite quotes, it's John Maynard Keynes, who I don't normally respect, referring to Lenin, who I don't respect at all, but the quote is still correct. John Maynard Keynes said, Lenin was right. The best way to overturn the order of a capitalist society is to debauch the currency. This brings all the hidden forces of economics in on the side of destruction in a way that not one man in a million can diagnose. One thing that I will say is that since Ron Paul ran for president, way more than 3 million people in the United States now understand inflation. So that tail end of the quote is the only part that's no longer true.
Yeah, there's been some pretty good, you know, videos online and other, you know, articles that talk about how the Fed works, how the monetary system works, and it's good stuff. And I don't pretend to be an economist. I think I understand.
I'm not an economist, but I play one on the radio.
I think I understand probably a little bit more than the average person, but I certainly am no expert. But what I do know is that every time they do something like this, it literally means less value for the rest of us. And so they've announced...
If we're in dollars, if we're in crypto, if we're in assets, if we're in real estate...
Assets?
That's... Yeah, any real asset, any non-monetary asset will increase in value as the dollar decreases right. in value. So, and this is really important because one of the main things inflation does is... Rich people don't hold money. Bill Gates doesn't have $4
billion. Right.
Bill Gates has a whole bunch of Microsoft stock.
Property.
And he has a whole bunch of real estate.
And some gold, I bet.
I would imagine. And so all that stuff floats on top of inflation.
Right.
So the dollars in your checking account are shrinking, and it takes more of them to buy a piece of Bill Gates' property. So it businesses can change their prices at any moment, but you can't renegotiate your employment contract every day.
Right, right.
So, you know, you're not going to get raises when they raise their prices.
I make the analogy for inflation like this. In 1987, you could buy a brand new small Toyota pickup, just a standard two-wheel drive thing, right, for $57.95. They had a commercial, a national commercial, like only, no, it was Mazda,
for
not
Toyota.
For a pickup
truck?
For a pickup truck, wow. A small pickup truck. Only Mazda's got a truck for just $57.95, right? And it was just a small four-cylinder, yep. you know, regular pickup truck. Same type pickup truck today, $20,000.
Yeah, yep. easy. Right? That's the low end for pickup trucks.
But
I'll
your
tell
base
you
model
what.
With an AM radio, right? And so that's inflation. It doesn't cost them. You're not getting a $20,000 vehicle now, like that same.
No.
You're paying almost the exact same value. It's just that inflation means
it probably
you
costs,
have to give more dollars.
Well, and if you look at the way they've manufactured cars over the years, they've changed the materials too, right? Like, so it used to be all metal on a pickup truck. I used to have a 1974 Toyota back
nice.
In the day. And you're not going to find an all-metal vehicle these days for the yeah. most part.
Right.
But meanwhile, in the Holy Roman Empire, you could walk into a tailor shop, or whatever they called them back then, probably something in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk into one, give them an ounce of gold,
right, one gold
and they
coin.
Would give you a fine toga, a leather belt, and a fine pair of sandals. Now, right now, if you walk into a coin shop and you sell an ounce of gold, you're going to get about $1,500, which is enough money to buy a nice suit,
real nice
a
suit.
Good pair of shoes, and a leather belt. Yep. So that's eternal value.
Yep. And so the Fed announces unlimited quantitative easing, unlimited QE, as they say, and sets up several new lending programs. I'm not going to get into all of the minutiae of this article, but I'll just read the highlight here. The Federal Reserve on Monday announced it would purchase an unlimited amount of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities in order to support the financial market. The Fed said it would buy assets in amounts needed, quote-unquote, to support smooth market functioning and effective transmission of monetary policy. You know, I don't know how much less the dollar can get worth. It's lost most of its value.
Zero.
But we'll find out. More of this, and we'll talk a little bit about nobody's April 1st thing coming up.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dinovite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dinovite healed Sophie.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dinovite right away while they're healthy.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday edition. We're in the first hour of the live Monday nights edition, and our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like and make your voice heard on over 200-ish thereabouts. We're, I don't know if we're on 200 today, but generally speaking,
over the week we are.
Over the week we're on over 200 radio stations, plus internets. We're on DLive. We're on Twitch. So, and you can also join us at discord.lrn.fm. Join in our chat room. There's even an on-air call-in line there. And if you use it, you can sound almost as if you're sitting in the studio with us.
Because we're in your tubes messing with your interwebs.
You have entered another dimension. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical.
And our limits.
It is, yeah. And in said studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we spent the last segment talking about economics and quantitative easing and basically the fact that the Federal Reserve has decided that they're going to inflate the money pool and make your dollar, well, worth even less than it is currently. And you'll be seeing those repercussions sooner than you want to. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, or at least allow nobody to talk a little bit about, he has a plan for April 1st. And just let our listeners know what it is you're doing, and more importantly, why you're doing, like, what led up to you deciding to do this?
Well, the governor has...
What is this, by the way?
What is this?
What is, do we have a name for it? Is it a title? There's
we don't have a title. Let's call it an Untitled Nobody Project for now.
The UNP. All right.
Yep. But the well, here's what's going on in New Hampshire. The governor had banned sit-down restaurants and gatherings of 50 or more people.
Right.
And so we decided to have a gathering of 51 people or more.
Where?
On the at the State House. Ooh. On April 1st at 2 p.m. So we're going to go out there and bust the Nunes balls. And so... That's the short idea of it. Now it's much easier for this to become civil disobedience because we only need 11 people. He's upped the ante.
As of today.
As of today,
more
than 10 people gathering is now some kind of criminal act.
Wow.
But...
10 people, huh?
Well, see, yeah. See, somebody died in New Hampshire, so now we've got to take this really seriously.
Right, because every time somebody dies in New Hampshire, they lock the whole state down to make sure everybody's safe before we can go about our lives.
I mean, there are so many things that have killed so many more people. Yeah.
How many people a day die in New Hampshire?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I mean...
More than one.
Yeah.
There's 1.5 million of us.
Right. Got to be a handful, you know? 10.
Yeah, I would be surprised if it wasn't like 15 people. That would be what? That would be 1 per 100,000. That doesn't seem unreasonable. I wonder what it is. Are you looking it up, bro?
No, I'm checking something else.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking it up, so I was going to vamp until you found it.
Yeah, you vamp away. Continue telling us about this civil disobedience event, though.
Okay. Well, basically, we're going to show up and give our noses a thumb for the governor, and then we're going to go away.
Let's remind people here that there is a human right, as referenced in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, to assemble. Mm-hmm. The right of being able to gather together with other people for mm-hmm. whatever purpose. Maybe the purpose is to just hang out. Maybe the purpose is to throw a party. Maybe the purpose is to redress grievances with the government, or try to influence the government, or whatever the reason is. Maybe you just want to go out to a restaurant. But you should be able to get together in physical proximity with other human beings, should that be your choice. If you want to stay home, that's your choice, too. But
yeah.
If you want to go
and,
out.
You know, depending on what conditions are, I might be wearing a condom out there or, you know, like a full-body condom.
Is the full-body condom making a comeback now because of corona?
Yeah. We thought we were rid of those in the 70s, didn't we? But no. Actually, I didn't turn 12 until 1980, so I didn't encounter any condoms in the 70s.
But it was one of those things that the founding fathers of the United States thought was so important that they put it in there in the First Amendment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's in there
and,
with freedom
of speech.
And there's
no language. Like, they could have put... There's one thing in the Constitution that alters under emergency circumstances, and that is... I can't remember what the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus.
Hmm.
The right of writ of habeas corpus can't be suspended except during times of insurrection, rebellion, or public emergency, something
okay.
like that. But that's the only one that depends.
But yes. There was a challenge in state court here.
Yeah, there was a lawsuit, right?
Three individuals who actually got a Free Stater attorney, Dan Hines. He's the same guy who took on the topless cases, by the way, up here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good people.
Good guy.
We talked about him representing me. I can't. Something screwed up in the process, but I almost got him.
But they lost. The judge at the lower level, Judge John C. Kissinger, who longtime readers of freekeen.com will remember as the judge who is in charge of the Superior Court here in Cheshire County. He's now moved to Merrimack County Superior Court. So he was the guy who oversaw the case. And he said, yeah, it's constitutional. It's totally fine for the governor to put these restrictions in place. And the sad thing is, Dan Hines, for whatever reason, decided he didn't want to appeal it. Maybe that's because he didn't want to take this case to the Supreme Court so they could make precedents at the Supreme Court level. I haven't spoken with Dan yet about why he didn't appeal.
Well, the thing is, and there can be very nuanced reasons for that, because if you're going to go to the trouble of going to the Supreme Court, that's like $15,000 worth of work. That's what I paid for my appeal. So you want to have a case that's very clear cut on factual matters, and you want to be able to really stick it to them, because it's a big cost. And the thing is, if you get a bad ruling because you bring the wrong case for your argument, then that can have what lawyers call a chilling effect on future appeals.
Right. Well, the number of people, this 10-person gathering is...
I know people whose families are larger than that.
That's what I'm
what
saying.
Do you do if you have 12 people living in your house?
Yeah.
We used to have 12 people living next door.
They'll exempt, I think, families.
Right, but what if you're a family of five and your next door neighbor's a family of five and you decide to get together for dinner?
You're okay. It's 10 is the limit, so 11 was the
I see. So if the one neighbor guy comes over and crashes your dinner,
now it's a crime.
Yep. The crime of eating dinner, everyone.
The crime of disobedience. The crime of you didn't do what they say.
Are you going to disobey the gathering laws? Give us your calls and your thoughts at 855-450-3733. We'll talk about that and more.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556 ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As millions of Americans continue to have their lives turned upside down by the coronavirus pandemic, regarding when businesses can start opening again, President Trump says,
"We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing, and essentially we're referring to the timing of the opening, essentially the opening of our country."
A massive stimulus package is stalled in the Senate. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune criticizes Democrats for not passing the stimulus package.
"The country is burning. The country is burning. And your side wants to play political games."
The Dow lost 582 points to close at 18,591. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You are in the right place. It is the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at localbitcoin.com, which
local.bitcoin.com.
My apologies. Local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. There are no know your customer identification requirements on that site, which is a bonus in this day and age, in my opinion. One of the things that I don't like about the coronavirus and the political response to it is that if you open a frickin' history book and learn from the past, which we learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past, you will find...
And the common sense is none too common.
No, it's not. You will find that whenever a government takes away freedoms, liberties, civil liberties, particularly out of some sort of fear, right, when fear is the motivator, you rarely, if ever, get those back. And so my concern, of course, is that we see all this government interaction and people literally begging for more government intervention, and they're probably going to get it. And I mean,
yeah, so many cowards out there.
I can't believe how many people are willing to give up freedom for security, for safety. Yeah. It's mind-boggling to me. And that's one of my concerns coming out of this whole thing is, you know, they're saying, oh, it's a temporary thing. And we know that there's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
Mm-hmm. And if they can get away with it one time, even if they do roll it back,
yeah,
they're just going to bring it back around the next time somebody gets sick.
Next flu season,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You know,
time to hunker down, 3 months. Yeah. Here goes your business again.
Reminds me, one of my favorite quotes, I can't quite do it from memory, but it was...
give us the gist. Paraphrase,
basically,
sir.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask neither your counsel nor your arms. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may history forget that ye were our countrymen. And this was... it wasn't Patrick Henry. I can't remember. I can't remember for sure who said it, but I think it's Samuel Adams. I think.
Oh right, yeah.
But the you know, he was talking, of course, about the people who wouldn't stand up to the British government, you know. And at least then, you know, the cowards had the grace to be ashamed of being cowards. Now they're cowards are out and proud.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it all, because literally people are clamoring for more government intervention. And whenever the government intervenes... you know, supposedly on the behalf of the people, it never turns out that way, and it's almost as if they throw gasoline on the fire. You know, like, it just makes it a bigger mess than it already is. And, of course, you know, they're favoring all of their friends and not you, right? You know, they position themselves to bail out, you know, the large corporations who've donated to their campaign funds, but not so much you. And it's sure people will say, but they're going to send us a check for $1,000.
Ooh. How much have they taken from you?
Yeah.
How much did you lose not being able to work if you're in food service?
Right.
You know? How much was your liberty worth?
Yeah. I don't know what the national average for, you know, rent of a one-bedroom apartment is, but I could tell you that $1,000 certainly does not cover most folks' rent in the United States.
I mean, it covers my rent because I have a roommate.
Right.
But if I didn't, it wouldn't.
I don't know. All right, well, let's go to your calls and your thoughts because, well, that's what we do here at Free Talk Live. Looks like we have James calling from Charleston, West Virginia. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello from West Virginia.
Hey, James.
How you doing? What's on your mind?
Pretty good. I think that Nancy Pelosi is a traitor to the America that I knew. I'm 64. And I'm sick of these liberal gun-grabbing commies that just derail everything the president is trying to do. And I'll bet you one thing, I bet you I'll never vote for him. I voted for our mayor, who is a Democrat and doing fine up here in Charleston, but I sure wouldn't vote for any of the other ones. And Hillary Clinton, she's probably in the thick of it with these Chinese spies. It wouldn't surprise me. Her and her husband, I know for a fact, brought in plane loads of cocaine hydrochloride to Little Rock, Arkansas to make all their filthy money.
Party at Clinton's house? Is that what you're saying?
That was a pretty widely believed rumor in the drug community.
Well,
he
said he knew it for a fact, so I'm curious to know how you know for a fact, because I've heard the allegations, and they're pretty pretty interesting, but were you involved with the airport in Mena, Arkansas or something?
Did you fly the plane, James?
Not me, but I did 17 years, 3 months for this county gun law, no victims, no violence, no co-defendants. And I talked to a guy that was a pilot, and he told me it's a fact that the Clinton Foundation funded cocaine runs right up in the Little Rock when he was president.
Okay, so it's hearsay. You're going on what a guy told you in prison?
Yeah, he's in for coke flying.
Okay, so he should know about that then.
That's what I'm figuring.
All right, fair enough.
All right, well, I appreciate the call today, James. Thanks. Politicians doing, all sorts of things.
I mean, look, if that's all they were doing, if all the Clintons were guilty of doing was running cocaine, I wouldn't care.
Right.
But they've, also allegedly been involved in murdering people and, of course, have been involved in the government, which has also killed innocent people all around the planet. So
and Epstein certainly didn't kill himself.
Yeah. So I've been told.
So they are evil, no doubt about it. The cocaine is like the least evil thing that they were involved in.
I think the most important thing you can do when government extends its reach is disobey. Disobedience is the only way that anybody in a position of power learns that they are not your master.
They just don't learn because there's not enough disobedience. There's not enough people doing it.
I know.
Speaking of Epstein, he didn't kill himself. Did you hear Weinstein has the COVID virus?
I did hear about that. I do have a disobedience-related story, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because, I've been asking on the show for the last several nights, it's like, when are we going to see people stand up to this stuff?
And you and I have had the similar thought.
Whenever he
similar
says, can we do a story about disobedience, I'm always tempted to say no. I refuse.
But Ian, you and I have had a similar thought regarding these small businesses, particularly restaurateurs. And small, business owners, these lockdowns, these, banning of gatherings have killed their businesses, right? The restaurants can only be open now for delivery or takeout, right? They can't sell booze, so, we all know that booze is the real moneymaker.
They can sell closed containers of alcohol. So,
right,
if you want to deliver, you can actually have, in New Hampshire, it wasn't legal before to deliver beers to somebody, but you can now.
Right, but nobody's...
It's not enough to keep your business alive.
And that's the point. So, at what point do these people go, well, you've ruined my business anyway, so I'm just going to open my doors for business?
Yeah, we're not seeing a whole lot of that yet.
However,
what I do have out of California, of all places, is that what are described as crowds on CNN of people have descended onto California's beaches, hiking trails, and parks over the weekend in open defiance of the state order to shelter in place.
That is awesome. We should dive into that a little bit more on the other end of this thing. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. When are you going to disobey?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's talk, and it's live. Yes, it's Free Talk Live. And you're listening to the live Monday night edition. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me is...
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Our toll-free number, of course, 855-450-FREE. We also have our Discord line at discord.lrn.fm. And we will get to your calls and your thoughts today. But first, I wanted to ask if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash.
Definitely.
I know I do. Now, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. What you do is you download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses to your own instance. Then you convince a business to install it in real life at their place of business so that they can accept cryptocurrency. Then you just say, hey, look what I did, everybody, over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And you will be rewarded with a piece of every transaction for that business that they do. That's amazing.
Yep.
So, AnyPayInc.com for more on how to do that. That, to me, is an act of disobedience. Cryptocurrency exchanging for, you know, the barter of goods and services, to me, exists outside of the purview of the government as far as their rules and regulations are concerned, and it is an act of disobedience in my mind. What do you think?
The more that you can do to get your value out of the government currency, the better. I wouldn't call it disobedience because there's not a direct penalty for doing it, but it is definitely a strike to the core of what makes them powerful.
Checking out of the system, you know, in any, you know, a small percentage of checking out of the system is still a net gain for most people, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the penalty for doing it is if you do it completely, you don't have any way of paying your taxes, and so they'll come and either take your house or take your life. But, you know, so you do have to enter into their economy long enough to rack up dollars. But other than that, you can avoid it.
Well, did you have some more on disobedience, Ian?
I do, but you do have a call there from Vaginatarian.
Sunscreen.
Okay, well, she's normally pretty good. But we can go to this story here from CNN. Crowds descended on California beaches, hiking trails, and parks over the weekend in open defiance of a state order to shelter in place and avoid close contact with others. Gavin Newsom, the California governor, issued a shelter-in-place order directing the state's nearly 40 million residents to stay home beginning March 20th to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Instead, many public spaces were packed, prompting officials in some cities to order parks, recreation areas, and beaches to close. Video and photos on social media showed groups of people standing in close contact of one another at popular hiking trails and beaches in Los Angeles over the weekend. Health officials urge people to maintain a distance of 6 feet from one another to prevent transmission of the highly contagious virus. In fact, as we learned on Friday night, I think it was, or no, it was Saturday night, the New Jersey governor even included that in his order. So he ordered people to stay 6 feet or more away from one another. I don't know if that order is
wow.
in place in California, but it sounds like many people are just ignoring the government's demands. They're going out to the beach. They're going hiking. They want something to do.
And what does that even mean? I mean, if you and your wife leave the same house and you're walking down the street,
there's
you have
an
to stay
exemption
six,
for
you
your to, loved ones.
Okay.
There's an in New Jersey, there is an exemption for your significant other.
Okay, but do they define significant other?
Yeah. No, they don't.
Are same-sex couples permitted?
Probably, if it's legal in New Jersey.
And what if they're not your significant other? You're just out on a date. And you want to make a move and, like, hold a hand or
yeah.
something. You know what I mean?
Make sure there's no cops
lean
around.
In for the kiss or whatever, you know? What about hugs?
Are now a crime.
That would be hilarious. If they do one of these orders here, I'm gonna find some girl who will do civil disobedience with me and just meet me somewhere in public and give me a hug.
Yep. Have a hug in. Hug in at the police.
I would love to get arrested for hugging. That would be. I mean, not consensual hugging.
Right. Well, I think that should be something that goes on at the April 1st event is, I think you pointed this out before, maybe it was off the air, but there'll be two probably distinct groups of people. There'll be the group of people that do want to stay away from one another but mm-hmm. still want to join the gathering in public, and then
yeah.
there'll be the group of people who wants to give free hugs if people want to receive them.
Yeah, and basically, I look at it as, and my plan is to kind of say, okay, those of you who are trying to be socially distant, try to get over on the right-hand side mm-hmm. As you look out, and those who are, if you're going to be giving away free hugs, do it on the left-hand side, and, you know, respect people's space. If they're trying to keep boundaries, then keep boundaries with them, you know. Make sure that
right.
when you enter somebody's space, you have their consent to do so.
I mean, carbon-based life forms need to interact with other carbon-based life forms. That's
oh, yeah.
how it works, right? Everything from biology to spirituality suggests all of that.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, right? People can't, if you isolate people from other people, they go crazy.
It's torture.
Yeah,
it is.
I spent 12 days in solitary confinement, and
yeah.
I was not a happy camper.
Just because yeah. you're confined to your house doesn't make it any less a prison.
You know,
yes.
I think I said this before last night, but I'm sort of naturally introverted, even though I host a talk radio show, and
yeah.
it may not seem that way. If I'm out in real life, I'm more likely to be quiet and listen, you know, if I'm in a group of people. But I got to say, when we got together on Sunday, it was refreshing. You know,
yeah,
being around some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A group of people. It was
right.
loud, people talking over
right.
each other.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we had 16 people in a relatively small
room. The volume
kept
going, and then it come down,
yeah.
and the natural pauses in conversation. It was like, oh, yeah, this is what it's like to
be around
a large group
yeah.
of people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think that we may well have already had the coronavirus.
Could be.
I think that one day. You remember the day.
Yeah,
it was you one day, and it was me like two or three
days
later.
That's not symptoms of the coronavirus.
Well, that's what they say. They say it's not symptoms.
But there was, don't know if you guys remember, a lot of folks had this like sort of flu thing
mm-hmm.
right about a little bit before you had your little bout with whatever that was.
Uh-huh.
So, and they're finding more and more that the incubation time is, they don't know what it is, right? It could remain active and in your system, and you could remain asymptomatic for an undefined period of time, which means we could all have it right now.
That's one theory. The other thing, though, is when they give the test, they test for the antibodies. So if you have been exposed to the virus, but say that very few got in, and so your body had time to respond, then it would produce antibodies and eventually kill the virus.
Even though you never exhibited any symptoms?
Fast enough, right. So you've almost caught the disease. That's more or less what happens when you get a vaccination, or at least the most original type of vaccination.
Right, they're supposed to give you a little piece of it that's dead, and then it allows your body to build up the antibodies, and then when you actually get infected, it already knows what to do.
Right. Which is funny that your body can actually do some sort of analysis of a virus and figure out how to kill it. That's pretty amazing.
Pretty sweet. It's amazing, and it's way more effective and efficient than what the government's doing.
Yeah.
So, more about California.
Yes, please.
So you got people hitting the beaches, you got people hitting the trails, video and photos as proof, health officials urging people to use 6 foot as their distance. In response to the crowds, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced on Twitter Sunday he was closing sports and recreations at all L.A. city parks. He also tweeted that city beaches are now closed to parking, saying, quote, this weekend we saw too many people packing beaches, trails, and parks. He said people should heed the closures and stay home. That doesn't mean gather elsewhere. This is serious. Stay home and save lives. See, you don't care about life if you decide you want to go out and be with people.
I'm sorry, I would... that's part of living. Part of living is being with other people.
And part of the necessary cycle of life is death. Mm-hmm. And Darwin has this thing where, you know, if you make the right decisions, then, you know, you continue to be in the gene pool. If you don't make the right decisions, you don't continue to be in the gene pool.
Natural selection.
By nature's standard, not by man's standard. Yep. When you try to apply human standards to it, it becomes eugenics.
Yeah, that is a scientific fact.
So I say just take the warning labels off everything and let Darwin take over.
Mm. It's Darwin's Law, everybody. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. When we come back, we're going to find out just what a vegetarian...
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.